Ezekiel 35. Moreover, the word of Yahweh came to me, saying, Son of man, set your face against Mount Seir and prophesy against it. Now Mount Seir was Edom, and Esau is Edom. So this is the people that arose out of Esau. Thus says the Lord Yahweh, Behold, I am against you, Mount Seir, and I will stretch out my hand against you, and I will make you a desolation and an astonishment. I will lay your cities waste, and you shall be desolate, and you shall know that I am Yahweh. Because you have had a perpetual hatred, and have given over the children of Israel to the power of the sword in the time of their calamity, at the time when the punishment of their iniquity had an end. So Jacob did not do the right thing to Esau. And the descendants of Jacob have not always done the right thing to the descendants of Esau. But God is saying here, because you had a perpetual hatred, and because you punished the children of Israel, or Jacob, as it were, more than really they should have been, therefore I am against you. So it is understandable that we are angry and upset with those that abuse us and misuse us and lie to us as Jacob did to Esau and deceive us as Jacob did to Esau. But all the same, you can fall into sin by your bitterness and anger about those things. As I live, says the Lord Yahweh, I will prepare you for blood, and blood shall pursue you. Since you've not hated blood, therefore blood shall pursue you. That is, they didn't worry at all about shedding blood. They were just out to see as much Israelite blood shed as possible. And that is not right. God himself takes no pleasure in the death of the wicked, and neither should we. We shouldn't be ever on a bloodlust. And I suggest you keep away from games and from stuff you see in the name of entertainment that stirs up a bloodlust in you. This is not right, and this is not the Spirit of God, nor of Jesus. Thus I will make Mount Seir a desolation, and I will cut off from it the one who passes through and the one who returns. I will fill its mountains with its slain, and your hills and valleys shall they fall. I will make you a perpetual desolation, and your cities shall not be inhabited, and you shall know that I am Yahweh. Because you have said, These two nations and these two countries, that's Israel and Judah, shall be mine, and we will possess it, whereas Yahweh was there. Therefore, as I live, says the Lord Yahweh, I will do according to your anger and according to your envy which you have shown out of your hatred against them, and I will make myself known among them when I shall judge you. So, jealousy, that was the problem. And how often has jealousy and envy led to hatred between brothers? And it is not okay. And you see this here with God's final judgment of Esau, or the descendants of Esau, for their attitude to the descendants of Jacob. You shall know that I, Yahweh, have heard all your insults, which you have spoken against the mountains of Israel, saying, They're laid desolate, they've been given us to devour. So they were thinking, well, Israel's sin, they got judged, aha. We can grab what is theirs for ourselves. And they spoke insults. And God says, I've heard that. I heard all that you spoke. And time and again in the prophets you see this, the huge knowledge of God, that he sees and knows all things, that he knows every thought that every human being has ever had in their heart. That's a huge amount of knowledge. He sees the implication of every thought. He searches motives for every human being who's ever lived. And so he can judge rightly, and we must never query the justice of what he does and his decision making, because he alone has the knowledge that is required to judge. One reason we must not judge is because we cannot judge, because we don't know all the inner thoughts and quiet words of other people, whereas God does. You have magnified yourselves against me with your mouth, and have multiplied your words against me, which I have heard. They thought God didn't hear, but he says, I have heard. Thus says the Lord, when the whole earth rejoices, that's in the kingdom, I will make you desolate. As you rejoiced over the inheritance of the house of Israel because it was desolate, so will I do to you. You shall be desolate, Mount Seir, and all Edom, even all of it, and they shall know that I am Yahweh.